Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Gregory Stories, the radio show about the life and times of Gregory Gerard, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter. Your host is Gregory Gerard, a.k.a. G-Money, the self-proclaimed pimp comic, and the teacher from the streets. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard. You can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, and leave a comment. If you're an artist with original music or lyrics, just send your press kit to Gregory at bigmouthgbg@juno.com. On today's show, Gregory tells more stories from his life and takes calls from his listening audience. To listen in or join the conversation, go to blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard or call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. And now, here's your host, Gregory Gerard.
I was working at a cell. I was working at a self-serve gas station. Well, a Mexican man came up and asked for a pack of cigarettes. And then he paid me, and he walked off. And I was sitting there talking to the kids, and some other people showed up. And he came back, and he said, "No, this isn't the pack of cigarettes that I want. I want another pack." So I said, "Okay." I said, "Kids, you guys watch the booth. I'm going in here to get the cigarettes." And I walked into the office, and remember, the windows are all painted. So I'm in there, and I asked the man, "Okay, what kind of cigarettes you want?" And he tells me a flavor. And I turn around and get the pack of cigarettes. And when I turn around, this man has a knife stuck in my face.
Oh,
So I was standing out on the steps of my bungalow, and one of my students, a little cute little girl, she was light-skinned and had big freckles on her face, and her mother had dressed her up with a white sweater and white jeans, and she just looked so darling. And while she was talking to me, she had her punch in one hand, and she had her pizza in her other hand. And this little boy reached under the steps and slapped the punch out of the girl's hand and got punch all over her white clothes. And then he slapped the pizza out of her hand. And he took off running, and I lost it. This little boy reached under the steps and slapped the punch out of the girl's hand and got punch all over her white clothes. And then he slapped the pizza out of her hand and he took off running. And I lost it. And I took off running after this little boy. And every time I got ready to put my hands on him, he would fake to the right. And I would slide by him. And then I'd start running again. And I'd get ready to grab him again. And he'd fake to the left. And I'd slide on by him. And I'd be like, "Ooh, I'm going to catch him," and I'd be so mad. And he was running around the school, and he ran into the boys' bathroom.
Okay.
I'm Gregory Girard, the teacher from the street, is I want to talk about when I was a teacher in Compton Unified School District. So I was a chaperone at the high school prom, and I left the prom with the kids to go to the after prom. And we went to the IHOP for breakfast until like 9 o'clock in the morning. So when I left the after prom, I didn't go home. I went to my neighborhood apartment complex where my friends lived in the complex, and I went to the pool, and I hung out at the pool. So I was at the pool drinking my alcohol.
Thank you.
And when I was in college, they called me Serious Business, and I was the stepmaster for our step team. And when the showtime showed up, we were ready. And we came out on the yard, and we started stepping. And everybody was like, whoa, look at them throw down. And we got to our second to the last step, and somebody hollered out of the crowd. They said, get down, insane. And I put a couple of extra steps in there, and I forgot the stutter step. So I threw all of my brothers off. Everybody was doing something different. And we all got confused. And the people in the audience started saying, you should practice at home. I want to let you know that on Friday, we dedicate our show to solving the homeless problem in different cities around the world. So we want people to call in that are working with the homeless and talk about the things that they're doing to solve homelessness in their neighborhood around the world. So all they got to do is call me on my radio show. And we're going to talk about it live on the air on Friday. Okay? So everybody, call in on 323-870-4366. That's how you can listen to the radio show. And you can be a call-in guest on my radio show. Just call in and say you want to talk about the homeless situation. And we'll put you on, and we'll have that discussion live on the air. We have a store on storytimewithgmoney.com where you can buy all kind of G Money products, everything from towels to blankets, from cups to shot glasses, from T-shirts to baseball caps, and from beanies to hoodies. Yes, we have it all. So just put in your order, and you'll get it with the G, with the $3 sign. That's G Money. That's my symbol, and that's my brand. G with $3 signs is the symbol that you want to look for. And we're having a contest to see who can have the most G-Money products in their room. So take a picture of yourself with all your G-Money gear and send it to us. And we'll put you on the internet and make you famous on YouTube. This is G Money, and I was telling you my comedy album is coming, and it's here. You can go to storytimewithgmoney.com. So pick up a few albums and pick the ones you want, but they're available right now on storytimewithgmoney.com. That's where they're located. Running for president in 2020. I'm running against President Donald Trump. I got to sit him down, and I got to take over the nation. You know, I got to put things in proper order, make things right on the good foot. That's right. So, vote for G Money in 2020. Tell all your friends and send all your money to G Money. Help me out with my campaign. buy G-Money gear to support G-Money, because I'm running for president in 2020. All right, ladies and gentlemen, yes, Las Vegas, let's talk NFL football. Time to get your horses up, put your money up. This year, we're going for the win. We got 16 weeks, so follow along with G and see if G Money is going to be able to pick a winner. Every week, I'm going to be in it to win it.
Listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory@BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
Yeah, what's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I'm hosting Gregory Stories. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world on 7 continents. So tell everybody you know to tune in and listen to the activities that we have going down on the radio. It's the best radio show on the planet, and that's my word for you today. Yes, it's the best radio show going on in Las Vegas for sure. I want to know, what's the weather like in Las Vegas? What's the weather like in your neighborhood? In Las Vegas, it's about 95 degrees. The sun is out. It's shining. The skies are blue. And there's very little wind blowing around. But it's hot. It's not real hot, but it's warm. And it's a beautiful day to be out in the streets of Las Vegas. Now, this is the time where you sit back and relax and you can enjoy all of the shows that they have in Vegas that are coming to town right now for this week and the following weeks thereafter. Yes, it's a great place to be, because after all, Las Vegas is the entertainment capital of the world. And I wouldn't tell you that if it wasn't the truth. After all, I'm G Money. I'm running for president. And I'm letting you know that in 2020, I'm going to be running things around here. So put the word out. Tell all your friends to vote for G Money for president, because I'm taking over the country. I'm putting things right. I'm getting rid of President Donald Trump, and I'm saying, making things happen. That's right. I'm taking over. So I'm also G Money, the pimp comic. And if you go to storytimewithgmoney.com, you can pull up all of my comedy albums that I have for sale. And also, you can pull up my store that I have on the internet, and you can buy products with G with the $3 sign. That's my symbol, and that's my brand. I'm G Money, and I am on the internet, all over the place. That's right. I'm G Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I'm hosting Gregory's Stories. It's just a big thing going on the West. So, DJ Papa D, can you play some more music or drop another comedy spot? And we'll be back for more of the show in a minute. And when I was in college, they called me Serious Business, and I was the step master for our step team. You know, every fraternity does marches that they put on when they have a Greek show, and I was the leader of my step team. And we had put our march team together in 1979, after I pledged and became a member of Phi Beta Sigma fraternity. So I was going around leading all the marches, and we were marching in all the competitions. And after we marched in 81, I said, well, when we march in 82, we're going to be ready. So the whole year we marched, and we came out on the yard at the University of California at Davis, and we stepped.
If you buy a bootleg video, then complain about the quality. Yo, it's ghetto.
I'm the one that really got you your love.
That got you your buzz.
In the club.
I'm the bootleg king.
Holla at me, I'll put you in the street.
I got what you need.
Got it for cheap.
I'm the bootleg king.
The reason they bump you on the block. Never heard of you when we paid you high.
I'm the bootleg king.
Uh-huh.
I'm the bootleg king.
Man, holla at you, nigga, man. Got all new police. 2 for $5, 5 for $10, 9 for $20. Just holler, nigga, I get money. Shit, I got them deals, my shit sound real. I remember when Crash put me on with that Snoop Lab meal. Shake that ass, girl, watch yourself. I had that record before they threw that joint on the shelf. I got the mixtapes to the movies, and I'm always on duty. 24 hours, just call me the local Sam Woody. Get your money, why you bullshitting? Go shorty, holla at me, go ahead and spend 40. Cause I got the hook up on them unreleases, and I'm sure to have them. Like my cactus, stay with them creases, I got them. Pick up a package on consignment, a wholesale. That artist got a new single out, it's gon' sell. You wanna blow up, I tell them who your name is. Just fuck with them bootleggers, they can make you famous. Yeah, I'm the one that really got you your love.
That got you your buzz.
In the club,
I'm the bootleg king.
Holla at me, I'll put you in the street.
I got what you need,
got it for cheap.
I'm the bootleg king.
See the reason they bump you on the block. Never heard of you when we paid you high.
I'm the bootleg king.
I'm the bootleg king.
Hey, yo, Cat, man, where you at, man? We need some of that new shit.
I got mixed CDs and oldie classics. Movies like a witch in those wrapped in plastic. Hit me on my cell, cause I'm always in traffic. Blockbuster on wheels, guaranteed to have it. But it's boots, so you might hear someone laughing. Just came out, don't mind the reaction. Every now and then I get studio action. Oh man, sounds good, and it ain't much that I'm asking. Some say I'm wrong, cause I bootleg passion. I'm in a state of mind, get your money, keep mashing. The neighborhood main attraction, what you need?
Kill Bill.
How many Bill, I'm there, what's cracking? Hit me up, dog, I'll be there in the flash. When you call, you can meet me at your house, the barbershop, or the mall. Don't forget my car, I'm about my mail.
Hey.
So hit me when you get my D, it goes to jail.
Uh-huh.
I'm the one that really got you your love.
That got you your buzz
in the club.
I'm the bootleg king.
Holla at me, I'll put you in the string.
I got what you need.
Got it for cheap.
I'm the bootleg king.
See the reason they bump you on the block. Never heard of you when we made you high.
I'm the bootleg king.
I'm the bootleg king.
Every nigga trying to sell some bootleg shit, nigga. Nigga tried to sell me some shit, Terminator 9. I was like, nigga, how you get Terminator 9, nigga? Arnold was old and shit, and nigga in a wheelchair.
Well, you know, I was telling you a story about my teen mother, who was the mother of my baseball team that I was coaching at the park. And she was coming to the nightclub that I was DJing at. And we were hanging out real tough. I really liked her. But she was dating my buddy. So I couldn't date her. And I left her alone. I mean, I still talked to her. She was my friend. But I couldn't get close to her like I really wanted to. So she brought her girlfriend from work to the club. And she introduced me to her. And this girl looked like my mother. She was beautiful. She was tall. She was big-breasted, big booty. She had pretty hair. She had beautiful eyes. Oh, she was gorgeous. And I...
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation... Listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory@BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
Yeah, what's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? So one day I was in a game. I was playing against my buddy's team. And the team I was playing for, I was new to the team. So I hadn't really established myself in a position. They just kind of put me wherever they could fit me in for the game. Now, right field is right behind the second baseman. That's the position that they usually put the sorry baseball players, because nobody hits the ball to right field. So they put a lot of non-ball players in right field. If you have somebody that can't throw real far, they put them in right field. Or you put somebody that's real slow, they put them in right field. Or somebody that can't catch a fly ball, they put them in right field. So they put me in right field.
Turn!
And then we had another girl named Val, and she would get picked because she was real fast. In fact, a lot of guys used to mess with her because she was really pretty, but she wore a wig, and they would snatch her wig off her head, and she would chase them all around. She was about 6th or 7th grade, but she might have been going to a special school. I don't know if she lost all her hair because she had cancer or what was going on with her. And the guys used to go by and pull her wig off her head, and she would take off and chase them all around until she caught them and she'd sock them. They didn't really get away from her while they were running from her. But she was a real fast girl, and we put her on our team every time we got a chance to. My comedy album is going to be a big hit, so get your checkbooks ready, get your credit cards ready, and order the comedy album so that you can have big laughs at your house. I'm Gregory Gerard, Big Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I want to put together a promotion team. That's right. I'm looking for people to assist me in putting on concerts in Las Vegas. I'm also looking for people to assist me putting on fundraisers for the homeless. And I'm looking for people to help me advertise on social media, help me advertise my radio show, and other activities that we'll be involved in Las Vegas. And I'm also interested in having people assist me to guest appearances when I appear in public at social events. Yes, if you're interested in being a member of the promotion team, call 323-870-4366. And you can leave your name and your phone number with my engineer, and he will make sure I get the message, and I will interview you for the position of being a member of my promotion team. If you want to work in Vegas in entertainment, this is the best place to start. Next year is going to be a big year for us. We're going to have a lot of things. I got money coming from Washington, D.C. to help the homeless in Las Vegas. We're going to be housing homeless people and housing kids and paying for restaurants to cook food for the homeless. Yeah, when I take over as president, that's how it's going to be. So support G Money. I'm putting it down. And I'm taking over the country and setting everything right.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory@BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show. Thank you for joining Gregory Gerard on Blog Talk Radio. Gregory Stories is live on the air every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday at 3 p.m. Las Vegas time. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard, where you can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, leave a comment, and find him on social media. If you are a talented artist with original music, send your press kit and a sample of your original music to Gregory Gerard at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor, contact Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. If you're interested in learning more about how you can help solve homelessness in Las Vegas, contact Gregory Gerard at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. Gregory Stories is produced by Big Nasty Records, a subsidiary of Big Nasty Promotions, LLC.